Tim, Commissioner Brad Holden, I'll call a meeting to order. Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek are both present also. And with that, we have fiscal year 2026 for juvenile detention. Welcome, Sean.
Chairman, Commissioners, I do have a PowerPoint, so I'm just gonna let it kind of lead us through what we have.
Okay.
So our facility, we have 35 full-time employees. We have 5 part-time employees. Just a little introduction. The Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center offers secure detention services for juvenile offenders charged or found guilty of violating the law. During their stay, the center's team provides comprehensive competency development and accountability classes, ensuring community protection and prioritizing rehabilitation. In addition to these core functions, we deliver a range of essential services, including educational programs, medical care, and mental health support. So our team members also facilitate after-school education initiatives to expose juveniles to diverse topics and experiences, fostering holistic development and preparing them for successful re-entry into society. So that's a little introduction of what happens there. Our mission is to inspire positive change and detain youth through secure rehabilitative measures, promoting responsible choices, life skill, and successful community reintegration with fairness, compassion, and accountability. So that's what we're about there. Kind of hit some goals that we want for 2026. Some of our goals is to support staff growth and retention by promoting professional development through targeted training. We're going to encourage ongoing learning, share available resources, and allow schedule flexibility to support that participation. We would like to improve our facility infrastructure to support rehabilitation and mental health by creating a safer trauma-informed environment. We want to strengthen community partnerships to provide coordination support for youth during and after detention. This continued collaboration with agencies like the Sheriff's Office, Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections, and POST. And then we're going to be maintaining a strong tie with juvenile probation and local programs to ensure a seamless continuum of care and successful reintegration. We also want to promote continuous improvement by evaluating programs, operations, and practices through the lens of the Canyon County core values through trust, transparency, respect, unify, service, teamwork, and use that feedback from staff, youth, and stakeholders to guide the changes that enhance safety, rehabilitation, and our staff development. Some accomplishments, I'm just going to give some highlights here. So this year we had 4 team members who graduated POST as certified juvenile detention officers. Rochelle Hafen, she earned top academics and also teamwork awards. And then our training coordinator, Mike Richards, he was voted the top instructor. And Mike is here, actually, sitting back there. He's actually gotten that 4 times in a row. He hasn't let anybody else get that one. So he continues to take that award. So he does a great job. This reflects the strength of our training program that we have. We are going to continue to build instructional strengths. We have two more team members who earned a high liability post-instructor certification in Archon, which adds to our already strong roster of certified instructors. We do have detention officer Jody Maccabee. She completed the 2024 University of Idaho Extension Master Gardener course, and she's enrolled in the 2025 continuing program. She's also leading, we call it seasonal garden, so it goes from the classroom where all the kids can have hands-on to outdoors to enrich that learning process for all the youth. This year, our youth earned a total of 22 high school credits, and for the first time, one of our students actually graduated while they were in our care, so they got enough credits to graduate. Which is a milestone that reflects the dedication of both our students and our amazing educational team. We also have a WITS program. It's a writing program, and 15 of the youth who are in our custody actually created powerful written works which were selected for publication in the upcoming Cambia anthology. And so what they do is they can go to the band shell and kind of share that if they get that opportunity to be out there, but that's what it does. But that's an amazing amount of kids doing that. We successfully completed 12 GED tests, and one thing to note is our detention center is one of the detention centers, not many of them, that have GED testing that can happen. And it's because of CWI that works with us. So we go through them and they come in. So that's awesome. It's great. And then we actively participate in recidivism committee, collaborating closely with Caldwell School District, juvenile probation, Caldwell Police Department, prosecutors, and other stakeholders. So just some highlights. This kind of gives you our total detention days, our average daily population, and kind of our intakes. What it shows is an increase every year. It's just a little bit, 3 to 4 going on there. But this year, I don't think we're going to continue to climb. I think we're about there for now. So I don't see us going above the 33, but we'll be between the 30 and 33. That's about where I think we'll be this year. Get into our revenue sources. So we do have revenues. The first one is the National School Breakfast and Lunch Program, and this is really the federal government kind of just gives us money back for reimburse us for meals that we serve for breakfast and lunch. I did not change those. I'm leaving them at $25,000 for breakfast and $35,000 for lunch. I think we're good where we're at right now in that one. The Idaho Juvenile Detention Clinician Program. This was established in 2009. It is a fixed annual funding that we get from the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections, and it is $103,000. So that one won't change. Our housing fees, this is where we contract with other counties. And right now, the other counties that we contract with is Boise, Elmore, Jim, Oahe, Payette, Valley, Washington, the Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections, as well as Baker and Malheur counties in Oregon. I do project this. I'm increasing this by $50,000. We will hit our $450,000 this year. And so I am moving that up. And I came up with the 500. I just took the last 3 years and I did what the average was. And so that's what I went with. And then our CTEL, this is our phone system for the kids. I went down on that one. It doesn't seem to be hitting what we thought we would hit from this last year. So I did move that down. I decreased it by 4,000. And then, so the total revenue increase for us is going to be $46,000. Any questions?
So even though your number of inmates, you're still going to leave the projected breakfast, lunch program stuff the same, even though it's such a small divergence, you'd be conservative that way?
So I don't see us. We'll probably hit it, but when I look at it over the last 3 years, we're about that. So I don't see it going up.
Okay. It hasn't gone up with population like that.
The more kids we feed, the more it will go up.
Okay.
But right now, we're not going past that 30 average of what we had last year. And so I don't see us getting above that.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, my A budget. So there's some, because we are a 24/7 operation and we have 12-hour shifts, I do have to put in there for extended shift, overtime, holiday pay. And so with extended shift, this is, we work 84 hours in a 2-week period. My supervisors work 86. And so this is what it kind of covers, are the extra hours for that. So with extended shift, I will be increasing that by 3,332. Anytime there's a payroll increase, I have to increase this side of it, and so that's what that is. Okay. For overtime, this is where our training, because we can't do training during work time, it has to be done when we're off, and so I have to be able to build that into the budget. And it's 32 hours is what our mandatory training is, and so this covers those hours. Plus, I put in an extra $10,000 for actual overtime. When I say actual overtime, this is when we are low staff and we need bodies to come in to help for our standards. So that's what I mean by that. So that one, I'm increasing 1,312. And then our holiday pay, this again, because we can't take holidays off, we have to be able to build it into the budget. And so I will be increasing that by 3,080. And then my part-time, I did decrease that by 4,160. I have five employees altogether, two of them who are consistent, so they come in at certain times, the other ones are on call. And so that's how those numbers kind of get there.
Okay.
All right, my B budget. So the ones that I'll be going over are the ones that are have changes to them. And the first one is our miscellaneous professional services. The increase on this one is 8,000, and the increase is due to a mandated pre-inspection, which is a Prison Rape Elimination Act. That occurs once every 3 years, and so we had it in 23. I have to have it again in 26. The estimated cost of that is $7,000. I've already reached out to them just to see what that is, and that's what the price that they gave me. And then the other $1,000 here is actually being reallocated from, I had it under risk assessment, and I put it into this one. The reason I did that is this is for
UAs.
UAs, so for new hires, and then we do periodic ones. And they were taking it out of the miscellaneous professional service, so I just moved it from risk assessment. It was 1,300. I just moved 1,000 up.
Mr. Chair, question. Do we want to move that into its own GL for UAs like we have with other budgets? $1,000. That way you could track it out of that GL if you want to do that.
Yeah. We've moved everybody else to their own line.
Okay, perfect. I think that's what the risk assessment was for, but then they were taking it out of miscellaneous, so.
Perfect, yeah. So we'll create a line just for that one.
Thank you. Inmate medical services, so they went up 2% this year. So that increase was 3,500. And then my service contract, so this one increased by 15,000, and it's due to DataWorks, which is our fingerprint machine. We're at an end of life with the hardware components that need to be purchased for a new one. And this does happen once every 5 years is what happens. Right now I am looking into alternative ways to pay for it. The sheriff's office, they have theirs through a grant. I did look into the grant, but it's only for sheriff's office. So I can't do that. I did call ISP and I talked to them. The supervisor told me that they are actually looking to put a grant in for all juvenile detention county facilities. That may happen. But I am still actively looking for a grant for that if I can find one. But worst case scenario, it will cost $15,000. Our food, so Summit Food, they're proposed a 5% increase, which would be an increase of 7,000. So that one's in. I don't want my food to go.
Mr. Chairman, that's a weird question, I guess. Who mandates that they get the fingerprints?
who mandates the code. We have to do, so it's Idaho code, we have to send it to FBI and to the state. So if we, even if we do, we could do ink prints, and those would just have to be sent in, and then they would send them off all that way. So we've been doing the digital for 10 years now.
Okay. Chairman, can I ask a follow-up question? On the fingerprint machine, I thought Steve Jett budgeted for a new fingerprint machine in maybe 2020 or 2021, didn't know?
So every 5 years, the hardware has to be redone. They have to get all new hardware.
And you probably said that, but I was stuck on, I thought we just did that, but okay, thank you.
Doesn't time pass quickly when one's having fun?
I know, this team is fun.
Yeah.
I know. And Chairman, do you have copies of your PowerPoint presentation for us? I see that on the desk. I don't seem to have it.
Yes. Would you like this?
I would. Yeah, thank you.
I think so.
And if you could drop a
electronic
file for Monica to post, that would be great.
Had a backup. But that's only one. That's only one?
Yeah.
I'll make copies of it. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I thought it would.
No worries.
Any other questions for fingerprint machine?
Nope.
Okay. And then the decreases I have for our radio equipment, I will be decreasing that $4,685. We do not need to buy new radios this year, but we just need earpieces. And then if any radio goes down, be able to turn those in. So I'm keeping, I think, 4,000 in that one. Janitorial supplies, I'm decreasing by 3,000 since the services for staff bathrooms are now being handled by facilities department. We're not using as much, so I am decreasing that 3,000. Our computer equipment, I will be decreasing that 8,000. We only need two computers for next year, and I'll keep $10,000 for the monitors in our control room. We have all those TVs. We need those. We have over 150 cameras, and then any other kind of computer replacement as needed. But the decrease of $8,000 in that one. That, I think, covers all of my budget.
Chief, are they on a schedule to change out cameras just for life expectancy? You have 150 cameras in one building.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we do actually go through and swap those out when they go towards the end of life, the quality is diminished.
Right.
Control center, those displays are pretty old and antiquated, so part of that expense is to upgrade those. And juvenile detention is kind of special. Camera systems and all the hardware is centralized within the facility, mm-hmm. and only they have access to them, and they can actually extract video, so it's not incorporated in the county system.
Right.
Just so you know. The IT works really close with detention.
Yes.
Okay. Along with facilities.
Capital, I do have a couple of, if there's no more for the B budget.
Okay.
So in the capital budget, I will be, this will be in facilities budget, but I'll go over what I'm asking for. The first thing is a padded safety cell to promote respect for vulnerable youth by providing a humane space that reduces the risk of self-harm during mental health crisis. The padded safety cell will reduce the risk of injuries and liability claims related to both youth and staff, potentially avoiding costly medical expenses, legal settlements, or insurance increases. And the estimated cost for that came into around $43,500. I'm also asking for two no-contact visitation rooms to support the service by helping the facility meet state-mandated visitation standards in a secure, structured environment. The rooms will foster unified communication between youth and their family, legal representatives, and external providers. The estimated cost for that was $25,000. And then I would like to continue the flooring throughout the facility. And the area that we would like to do, we call it the T hallway. But the estimated cost to do that would be $14,270.
So we're going to place this in Rick's budget or yours? In Rick's.
Yeah. Director Britton's.
Yep, budget.
He keeps going, what?
Keep throwing it back.
Okay.
All right, so in conclusion, we remain committed to providing quality service and promoting positive outcome for youth, and we will focus on staff training, facility improvements, expanded rehabilitation programs, community engagement, and continuous evaluation.
So only one line you didn't read down out of your presentation. You should go back and say for the public record that you guys passed your inspection with flying colors this year.
You want me to get that one?
Yeah, you missed that line. It's an important line. I'm proud of that. That's a good thing. Right down there, second to the bottom.
So we passed the state inspection, achieving full compliance with all applicable regulation and policies.
There you go. Enough said. Any comments or questions?
Chairman, I'll comment. We toured with Sean, his facility, and just had a chance to go over there and see what his staff was doing. He does a great job. He's really caring about the students. He got a hard job, and we appreciate what you do. And that was a big shoes to fill with Steve Jett retiring. And to pass that compliance and to do everything that you're doing, and we were able to look at where you're going to put some of these projects, your capital requests, and thank you for treating people with dignity. And what I've heard in other past reports is that you provide a safe space for a lot of these kids that is so much better than where they're coming from. And they come back and they say thank you and they invite you to weddings and they, some of them get their life on track. And I think that's directly related to the care and the attention of you and your staff. So thank you for doing this job. It is really important, and you are the unsung heroes.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, I'm really looking forward to and hope that we get the padded room. It made such a difference in receiving for the adults. It'll have the same benefits for your facility.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Clerk?
Sorry, one thing, commissioners, just to clarify, the UAs, that was $1,000 for the UAs. Was that what? Okay.
Correct. Oh, sorry. I just realized something on this. Our small office equipment, I just forgot to put that 1,000 in. So can I put that 1,000 in there?
Yeah.
I saw it was negative, and I'm like,
sure, we'll do it right now.
So I missed that when I was... My double, triple, quadruple check didn't get that.
We'll take care of that right now.
Okay, thank you.
Who was that for?
It's the small office equipment.
In a line for the large office equipment.
Just keep it small. That's for the fingerprint.
All right. Is there anything else?
No. It looks good, Chairman. They've budgeted conservatively on their revenue historically the prior 3 years, so there was a pretty big jump in the current year. 24 budget revenues were 490, and then this year was 683. I know last year I think there was a little bit of caution because I was directing people to try to budget the revenues closer to actuals. So that we will likely hit that revenue. That's all trends for this current year. So I just want to remind people that we are trying to get closer to accuracy, but still be slightly conservative, but not overly conservative on the budgeted revenue. So, but the 46,000 revenue increase with an actual expense decrease is a net favorable swing year over year. So that's very good.
Anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
All right. Okay, I would make a motion that we adjourn then.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.